This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're good, and you've had plenty of time. Will you tell us all of the ways that you have figured out to fix the Cowboys?
Well, we can start with, it seems like Brandon Cooks is ready to return to practice, and seems like he thinks he's ready to go on Sunday. So,
oh, really?
One helpful suggestion.
Yeah.
McCarthy kind of intimated that Marshawn Nealon was close, so we'll see what happens today and tomorrow with him. So that certainly would help out a defense that is missing some significant talent. DeMarcus Lawrence doesn't look like, maybe after Thanksgiving, something like that. Towards the end of the season, so I don't think that he's just ready to go right now. But, you know, it would help. And then my other suggestion is don't go out there with three backups on the offensive line the way they finished the game.
Which that might not be an option, right?
Yeah, it might not be, and we'll find out more going forward. And it looks, you know, it seemed that it was suggested that Ferguson wouldn't get back out of the concussion protocol soon enough. So, and then, you know, the other thing is they're paying a heavy price for winning the division last year and not, you know, taking advantage of that in the playoffs. And now with the schedule they have, and I don't know if this was intentional or not, the fact that they had to play on Monday night, and they're going to play a team that played the previous Thursday night.
Yeah.
And you got to travel. So I know they make it tougher on you from who you play, right? Because you're going to play the teams that correspond in first place in the other divisions and the extra game. But, you know, do they say, well, that team finished in first place to make this a little more equitable, and we'll make them play a road game on Sunday after a Monday night game against the team that played Thursday night?
Yeah, I don't love the situation either, but I do kind of feel like the time discrepancy is unfortunately the least of the Cowboys' worries at this point.
Well, no, it makes it worse. The worries are enough.
Absolutely. As you brought up, we all have a lot of problems on the team right now. I did want to point out a bright spot, if you will. One of the things going back to the game, Kevontae Turpin and the incredible speed that he showed off in the touchdown that the Cowboys scored. And it had been 54 days since they scored a touchdown at home. So that was much needed. It was the fastest speed tracked by a ball carrier since 2020.
So I saw it was the fastest of the season.
Yep.
I didn't realize you had to go back that far. Was it the 0.3 that made it the fastest?
I think it was the 0.36 that made it the fastest.
It got down to 3.6.
That's right. The 0.36, and that makes all the difference.
Well, maybe, now you know why they have kind of, in most situations, given them the green light to return the ball out of the end zone.
Oh, for sure.
It's almost like this is an offensive play for them, right? And, you know, if he can make one or two guys miss, he's gone, because when he caught that pass on that slant, I said to myself, he's gone. And, boy, he just sped by everybody. And he knows that, you know, he's capable of that if he gets the opportunities. But as you're starting to see on kickoffs, they're just kicking it out of the end zone, not even into the end zone, or trying to do anything fancy with line drives, because they're setting him up as the only guy back there. You know, most teams have two return guys back. They got him as a single return guy. And it seems like some of the officials still haven't figured out that when you have one guy back there, the other guys can all be up, right? They got a flag again.
Yeah.
That they had to pick up.
Yeah.
These guys know the rules. I mean, come on. You're getting paid thousands of dollars to do this game. And that's twice that mistake has been made. But, yeah, just get the ball in his hands any way you can. And you never know what just might explode. So, yeah, that's been a real bright spot. Maybe they should just do Wildcat and snap it to him.
Yeah, I just say just run more slants all the time with him.
If they're going to play the way they did on the slot guy, like backed off that far,
mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you give him that much room to – run his route. Boy, you better be there when he catches it, because if not, you're toast with his speed.
On the Jake Ferguson front, the guys who take his place in Schoonmaker, Spanford, can you tell me a little bit about how they've come along this season? I'm not sure that everybody is all on board with the Schoonmaker pick
point. Think about it. You know, he dealt with injuries last year. Yep. And even before they even got to training camp, right, the off season.
Yeah.
And he finished the season with 8 catches and didn't really get all that much playing time. And then this year, going into that game Monday night, he had 8 catches, and he had 6 in the game. So that was kind of a career game for him going forward, and he got opportunities. So I thought that, you know, he took advantage of his opportunities with 6 catches. I think you saw what, Span Ford can do also. They're not afraid to throw him the ball. I just assume, you know, when he was in there, it just meant to block. And I would also imagine he would have been the next tackle to go in the game if they ran out of offensive linemen, because they were down to nobody.
What do you think about Mike Bassick's radical idea that they move Mozzie Smith to an offensive lineman because he ain't getting it done on the other side?
Well, just use his big body there?
Exactly.
Not bad, Mike. One of the better suggestions.
It happens in baseball. Sometimes they're like, you know, you can't hit, but you throw the ball hard. You want to try this pitching thing out?
Or we're not wearing out our pitching staff, so the first baseman goes in and pitch, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're down to 4 offensive linemen because of injury, you're like, you're big. Try to keep the guy in front of you. As Michael Irvin said one time, they give you $300
seconds,
million dollars for 3 seconds.
That's right.
Which I don't think there's an offensive lineman.
3 seconds. Yeah, give me 3 seconds. Yeah. We like to see Mike line up with his hand on the ground.
Well, I was curious, how often do you agree with the fiery hot opinions of Michael Irvin? Because he said that he knows for a fact that there is a scenario in which Shador and Deion Sanders will be in Dallas next year. I'm not saying that's going to happen whatsoever.
A fact, right?
Yes.
That they can manipulate the draft.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll pick high enough to be in that position. I mean,
maybe that's what they're angling for, right?
Yeah.
I just don't know how that would work with Dak's contract.
It wouldn't.
You can't. It's impossible. And he ain't going anywhere that he can sit, right?
Oh, that's probably true. That's a good point.
Especially if Daddy's the head coach.
That is a very good point, sir.
Or you would love that circus, though, wouldn't you?
I mean, look, personally...
I think he was talking about us personally.
Yeah. No, I know. Look, I was born and raised in the Metroplex. I want to see the Cowboys win. From a professional standpoint, though, this would make my job infinitely easier, because every day there'd be...
You could sleep well at night knowing that you don't have to wake up and go, what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Every day would be something.
Absolutely.
So easy.
Well, I think if that's the case, then you need to be out here every day dealing with it.
Oh, I'm glad that I get to sit behind this mic at times. I'm definitely. By the way, if you want to set your own programming update, Jerry Jones will be on with us tomorrow at 10:30 as opposed to Friday this week.
Oh, okay. Let me write that down.
See? Already helping out the cause.
Thursday, 10:30.
Let
him finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I was done.
How are you feeling about the progression of the offensive linemen? Because I know we just kind of joke, like, unfortunately, there might be nothing to stop that. Do you feel like we'll get a better idea after the practice report today or after practice today?
I would think I don't have a feel for how bad those injuries were. And they could, like, I think what happens tomorrow will determine, because they're not going to be in pads
sure.
this week.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be in pads next week because it's Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
So the next time they'll ever practice in pads will be before Cincinnati. And they get an extra day there. So maybe that's the equity of or equitable deal with having to play a team on a short week. And then when they get off on a long week, it gets even longer because it's a Monday night against Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Simpsons game.
And they would end up playing, at this point, two games in a row against teams with losing records.
Which, again, to go back to how we started this, that's great. Well, we'll take
that's a positive.
Yeah,
right? Look who Washington has beaten.
Oh, we've talked about that. No, you're right. Yeah. I know there is a flaw in their resume, and I'm sure they wanted to beat Philadelphia to not only take control of the division,
right,
but to erase the talk about that flaw. So that's a fair point for sure.
I think the best team they've beaten, record wise, was Cincinnati's like 4-6 now.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
They're a damn
although
good
they
team.
When they played them early in the season, I don't think they had won yet.
Though to be fair, Mick, we learned yesterday or Monday, you only have to be 3-7 to be a damn good team, right?
Are you picking on Micah?
A little bit. I know he can take it though. So just a little bit.
Yeah, let's turn it around.
It's positivity, all right?